From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The new UN Secretary General calls for a new way toward peace. The new United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who has said conflict prevention will be his top priority, laid out his vision Tuesday for retuning the organization's work from largely responding to conflicts back to preventing them.
We spend far more time and resources responding to crises rather than preventing them. People are paying too high a price. Member states are paying too high a price. We need a whole new approach.
The 67-year-old former Portuguese prime minister and UN refugee chief said that while the causes of crises are interlinked, the UN's response remains fragmented. He urged nations to commit to a surge in diplomacy for peace and said preventing conflicts must be regarded as a value in itself. The health ministry in Afghanistan says twin suicide bombings hit a busy part of Afghanistan's capital Tuesday, killing at least 38 people. A spokesman for the ministry tells VOA the insurgents targeted a convoy of officials leaving parliament office. Members of parliament are said to be among the victims. Initial reports say that a suicide bomber blew himself up near parliament offices in the city moments before another bomber detonated his explosive-laden vehicle in a bid to maximize casualties. Rescue workers and private citizens transported several victims to area hospitals, but no official details were immediately available about the casualties. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions said today that he would recuse himself from investigating Hillary Clinton's email practices and charitable foundation if confirmed as Attorney General, and said he would favor the appointment of a special prosecutor for any such investigation. Sessions said about his comments during the presidential race, I have said a few things, accusing former Democratic candidate Clinton of illegal activity. I think that is one of the reasons why I should not make a decision in that case. Sessions was responding to questions at a sometimes rowdy Senate confirmation hearing, the first in a series of hearings this week for Republican President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees. Civilian casualties and displacement are among the are mounting as Iraqi forces fight their way deeper into Mosul. So says the UN Humanitarian Coordination Office, OCHA. The UN said civilian casualties had streamed into nearby hospitals in the last 2 weeks as fighting intensified in the jihadist militia's last major stronghold in Iraq. According to spokesman Jens Larke, nearly 700 people had been taken to hospitals and cities in Kurdish-controlled areas outside Mosul in the past week.
So with this increase in displacement over the past 10 days or so, we are now at 135,500 which have been displaced as a result of the efforts to retake Mosul.
Advances by elite forces in the cities east and northeast have picked up speed and a new push since the turn of the year, but U.S.-backed forces have for the first time reached the Tigris River, which bisects the city of Mosul. Hundreds of thousands mourned the late Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani Tuesday, wailing in grief as his body was interred at a Tehran shrine alongside the leader of the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Rafsanjani's final resting place near the late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini reflected his legacy as one of the pillars of Iran's clerically dominated political system, as he served in later years as a go-between for hardliners and reformists. But even his hours-long funeral highlighted the division still at play. Parts of the crowd along the funeral procession at one point chanted in support of opposition leaders under house arrest. Other politicians did not attend the memorial. Throngs filled main thoroughfares of the capital, with many chanting, beating their chest, and wailing in the style of mourning common among Shiite Muslims. The funeral of Rafsanjani, who died Sunday at 82 after a heart attack, drew both the elite and ordinary people. I'm Ira Milne.
That's the latest world news from VOA.